There's a rumor going around that, how do I put this? Another station's
We're not
Christmas.
KEZ.
Not yet. Well, we are talking about outdoor holiday look for your, you know, outdoor backspace. So.
I have to say I'm really looking forward to it, the holidays this year. We kind of missed them last year. So
that's a good point.
Music sounds even better this year. I'll take it. Thanks, Gary. Hey, Romy, did
One little more?
I love it. It's just, you know, by the it starts so early, you're burned out by the time you even get there for me.
Well, your sister's starting July, so be happy it's November. Hey, did you see this company? I kind of shot you an idea that I had seen this company at one of the trade shows in town. It's the Bernard Company, and they make fire pits for the backyard. Did you look that up?
I did.
There's
some
amazing.
Beautiful work.
Made right here in Yarnell, all recycled, really heavy, sturdy. Fire pits and chimeneas. So if you're interested in something unique and pretty for your backyard, check out thebernardcompany.com.
Locally manufactured, all out of recycled metal, repurposed metal, and functional metal art custom built.
And barbecue grills.
Yeah.
On topic.
Nice stuff. Yeah, those little outdoor chimenea type fire things were popular for a while. I think with the fire ban, you know, or limited fire days and the advancement and cleanliness and convenience of gas fire pits kind of knocked them out of the market.
That's true, but there's nothing like setting the ambiance of a little mesquite fire chimenea.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just, the aromatherapy just fills the whole backyard.
Juniper wood, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to get to lighting. We actually have a call that wants to contribute to that conversation. Phil?
Yeah, just a second. I gotta turn the speakerphone off.
Okay, please do.
Okay, you there?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, I have a buddy, kind of an old school fan light in the living room, and it seems to have kind of a thick glass, you know, supporting, you know, for the cover of the light, and it seems kind of dim. Any suggestions that way?
As far as bringing more light out of the fan?
No, out of the light itself. So the fan, it's an indoor, and it's you know it's in the house, and the light seems dim coming out of the light.
The only thing I could tell you is remove the glass bulb, clean it real well, try another light bulb, and see if that makes any difference at all. If you can't get any difference there, then you might want to go into the junction box if you're comfortable doing this and just checking the voltage that's getting delivered to the junction box and making sure you're getting the full, you know, 115, 120 volts and go from there.
And this is kind of gross, but there are some of those exterior lights. You get a lot of insects in the bulb.
Yeah, he actually mentioned this was an inside
fan. It is? Okay.
I took the call because I thought he wanted to talk about outdoor. But one of the things a lot of you use, I want to give you a tip here. We actually covered it a couple weeks ago under the topic of home security. A lot of you get the motion detector lights. Well, you know, you can get the typical motion detector lights for security purposes or for activity. As long as they see activity, the lights stay lit, that have plastic lenses or glass lenses. Well, if you'll spend a little bit more money and get the fixtures with the glass eye instead of the plastic eye, you'll get about 3 times longer life out of that fixture because the plastic lens gets sunburned, it chalks up, and it quits reading motion. People ask me all the time, why is my motion detector light quit working? Well, it's because the plastic screen has completely chalked up and it can't see anymore. So in buying those motion lights, go ahead and spend a couple extra bucks more to get the ones with the glass eye instead of the plastic eye. And if we've whet your appetite to create an outdoor oasis for the holidays or for all year round, go to Rosie on the House and get familiar with our team of landscape designers that could come out and visit with you. Up in Yavapai and Coconino County, Vicente Landscaping would be happy to visit with y'all with an outdoor barbecue entertainment area that you could sit under the stars and watch the Milky Way. As well, here in town, we've got Think Green Irrigation. We've got
CYC Landscaping.
Absolutely.
Another great partner. Any of the Bellegarde or Marvell supply showrooms, you know, they're suppliers and distributors of product, but you can go by and get a great idea of all the different products that are available, the different manufacturers, and each, like Bellegarde has, I don't know how many different lines of designs and styles and
do the shopping
layout
and the planning with a professional, because it'll make all the difference on how it lives once you've got it done.